Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Terry, if I'd have been here with you yesterday at this time and said, the Indians are going to have a six-run inning against Chris Sale, would you have thrown me out of the office?
Oh, I might have hugged you. You know, we did some of the things that we talked about that are so hard to do. You know, we strung together some hits, and, you know, we had the, you know, the ball to hit second baseman makes an error, and we capitalized on it. You know, Mikey flipped one into center field, Brantley with a real nice piece of hit and hit the ball to left field, and then Carlos with the bases loaded took a gorgeous swing, and all of a sudden you look up and you got a six-run lead, and, oh, you talk about a good feeling, because Sale is so nasty that, you know, and we did a really good job, and sometimes you need a break, and we got one, but we took advantage of it.
Well, and that's been the one thing that maybe was missing early in the year, not taking advantage. And that guy in the middle of the order, Carlos Santana, there are 2 weeks basically left in the season. He can really be a difference maker, can't he?
Oh, if he – we've been saying all year, we've been kind of waiting for him to have that one stretch, because when he gets it, he's so dangerous. And if he could pick now to do that, oh, my goodness. Because he's had that stretch the last couple of years, and it's not just hits, it's home runs, and, you know, and boy, would that be welcome.
Terry, now you have Carlos Carrasco tonight against Carlos Rodon, and, you know, you were just kind of so-so with Carrasco after his initial outing, not you so much, but Carlos was not as good. But he looked like he kind of found it that last time. And the one thing about him is he has, in 2 years running now, seemingly gotten stronger as the year has gone on.
I agree. And that's not an easy thing to do. I think it's, you know, when you have guys that have stuff like him, you know, you can show what you have. But to hold it a whole year, especially after what, you know, he's been through, I think is a testament to his work ethic, how he takes care of himself, because he's strong as a horse right now. And, you know, missing a couple weeks, he looked a little rusty when he came back, but his arm looked strong, and as you saw his last outing, this kid can be a real difference maker for us.
Do you get a sense this club really believes in itself now, Tito?
You know, Hammy, I think the feeling I get is they're enjoying staying right in the moment and playing the game in hand, which is the way it should be. And it's fun. It's fun to be a part of it. I don't think we need to get too carried away with tomorrow or the next day, but I do think there's nothing wrong with being very excited about playing the game tonight.
Yeah, do you sometimes wonder, will the young kids get too up and down or get too giddy after big wins?
I don't think so. I mean, we keep an eye on that stuff pretty close. We, you know, as a staff, you know, you do want to watch that. But you know, the one thing, you know, we need to do as a staff is be consistent, because when you're not, players sense that, and that's when they start to act different. So for us, we try to be consistent, and because it's the right thing to do anyway. You can't, in our game, go from one day to the next and change stuff, because it's just, you know, what's right is right, and you just got to see how often you can do it.
You ought to be able to enjoy beating up a Chris Sale, except tonight it's Carlos Rodon, and he's got the look of a future star.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, the White Sox have done a very good job scouting college pitching. And this kid, you know, when you first saw him, he was a little raw. He wasn't commanding maybe, you know, as much as he will. But when you catch him on a night when he is, as we saw last week, he can really give you fits. He's got a big arm. He's got a big breaking ball. And his future is very bright.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and the White Sox, it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.